This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar,
الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. Verily all praise and thanks belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We praise him and we seek his assistance. And we seek Allah's forgiveness. And we seek refuge in Allah from the evil that is within our souls and from the evil that results from our evil deeds. Whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides, none shall misguide them. And whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows to be led astray, none shall be guided back to the straight path. I bear witness that there's no God worthy of worship except Allah. And I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his final messenger. A man one time came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he asked the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam a very simple but important question. And he said, "Messenger of Allah, who are the most beloved people to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Who does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala love the most? And what deeds are most beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala?" The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam remarked, أَحَبُّ النَّاسِ إِلَى اللَّهِ أَنْفَعُهُمْ لِلنَّاسِ. The most beloved people to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are those who are the most helpful to other individuals. وَأَحَبُّ الْأَعْمَالِ إِلَى اللَّهِ سُرُورٌ تُدْخِلُهُ عَلَى مُسْلِمٍ. And the best deeds in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is for a person to bring happiness into the hearts of other people. أو تكشف عنه كربة. Or it is that you would remove a hardship from someone, something that causes them distress. أو تقضي عنه دينا أو تطرد عنه جوعا. Or perhaps you help them with paying a debt, settling a debt, forgiving their debt. Or to remove the hunger that is within their stomach, right? They're hungry and so you feed them. وَلَأَنْ أَمْشِيَ مَعَ أَخِيهِ فِي حَاجَةٍ أَحَبُّ إِلَيَّ مِنْ أَنْ أَعْتَكِفَ فِي هَذَا الْمَسْجِدَ شَهْرًا. That perhaps if I was to walk with my brother and be of assistance and to help them fulfill the need that they so desperately need, that is more beloved to me. The Prophet ﷺ is saying that is better to me than if I was to remain secluded, i'tikaf, ritual seclusion, thinking and doing ibadah and worship of Allah for a whole month in the masjid of the Prophet ﷺ. Brothers and sisters, this idea of helping others is not something that is new. We know of the importance of helping other individuals. And we could possibly say that Surah Al-Asr is the surah that we can say almost every Muslim on this planet knows of. I've hardly met a single person who doesn't know Surah Al-Asr. And most of the time, this surah, when people explain and talk about Surah Al-Asr, they're talking about the importance of time, they're talking about don't waste time, etc. However, I would like for you to look at this surah from a different paradigm. A paradigm that explicates this point that we are talking about here, and that is to help other people. What does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say? Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. وَالْعَصْرِ إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَفِي خُسْرِ إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالْحَقِّ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالصَّبْرِ. And by time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala swears by time itself, verily humans are at loss. خُسْر, in all aspects. لَفِي خُسْر, in every sense. Except for those who believe and do good deeds, and they enjoin truth on others, and they enjoin patience with others. If you look at this last section here, إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ, except those who believe and do good deeds, the scholars have said that this pertains to doing what is beneficial to yourself, to believe and to do good deeds. That pertains to helping yourself, to spend your time wisely, to do what is good for your akhirah. And as for the last part, وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالْحَقِّ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالصَّبْرِ, and to enjoin truth upon others, to tell people to do good, وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالصَّبْرِ, and to enjoin patience and to encourage others to do to practice patience. This is the example of being helpful to others. And if you look in these two examples that the Quran here highlights, تَوَاصَوْا بِالْحَقِّ, to enjoin others upon truth. It's not easy to enjoin truth upon others. It takes courage. It takes a lot of strength. And sometimes it will ruffle feathers. وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالْحَقِّ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالصَّبْرِ, and to enjoin patience on others, this requires empathy. When you listen to someone going through difficulty, a lot of times we are programmed from the way how we are brought up, that when we hear other people in pain, we say things like, وَيْنَحْنُ وَأَيَّامْنَا, and when I was growing up, this happened to me, and this, what you have, is nothing compared to what I have, subhanAllah. We are all participants in oppression Olympics. We love to sit and compare. But no, but your pain was not as much as my pain. And then another person will jump in and compare. Being empathetic and understanding the risks that it takes for one to speak the truth, to enjoin the good, that is of benefit. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says in the beautiful hadith that inna Allah, or inna lillahi, excuse me, خَلْقًا خَلَقَهُمْ لِحَوَائِجِ النَّاسِ يَفْزَعُ النَّاسُ إِلَيْهِمْ فِي حَوَائِجِهِمْ أُولَٰئِكَ الْآمِنُونَ مِنْ عَذَابِ اللَّهِ رواه الطبراني. The Prophet ﷺ says that verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has among his creation certain people who were created to help others. And when people are in distress, they likely come to these individuals to seek assistance. Those people who give assistance to others, they will be the ones who will be saved from the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah save us. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين وبعد. Being of assistance to other people is a great blessing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sometimes puts you in that specific position at that time when you meet someone or you hear of someone in need. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala places you into their life, directly in their path. And it is up to you to decide, are you going to be a person of assistance or are you going to be simply an obstacle? Are you going to be an instrument of good to open doors for others? Or are you simply going to be the one that shuts the door on other individuals? The Prophet ﷺ listened to this beautiful hadith. The Prophet ﷺ says, in Sunan Ibn Majah, he says, عند الله خزائن الخير والشر. Verily belongs, everything belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The treasures of all the good, you can think of all the bounties belongs to Allah, and as well as all the difficulties and hardship and evil, as Allah has created both. مَفَاتِيحُهَا الرِّجَالِ. And the people who are the keys to good or the keys to evil are people, are individuals. فَطُوبَ لِمَنْ جَعَلَهُ مِفْتَاحًا لِلْخَيْرِ وَمِغْلَاقًا لِلْشَرِّ وَوَيْلٌ لِمَنْ جَعَلَهُ مِفْتَاحًا لِلشَّرِّ وَمِغْلَاقًا لِلْخَيْرِ. So the Prophet ﷺ says, glad tidings are to those individuals who become the keys, the openers for other people, for goodness. And they shut the doors of evil and prevent them from harming others. And woe to those who are simply openers and instruments to evil and shutting the gates of good unto others. Brothers and sisters, helping others is as simple as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as narrated in Tirmidhi, when he says in a hadith, مَنْ مَنَحَ مَنِيحَةْ لَبَنْ أَوْ وَرِقٍ أَوْ هَدَى زُقَاقًا كَانَ لَهُ مِثْلَ عِتْقِ رَقَبًا. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says in this beautiful hadith, whoever is to give a needy person a sheep, a goat, and you might be wondering, sheep or goat for what? Whether it is milk, whether it is wool, whether it is meat, etc. Or gives them warq, to give them money, silver, or to guide them, aw hada zuqaqan, to guide someone on the path. Someone is lost, you give them some directions. It is as equal as to freeing a slave. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us tawfiq. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us among those who are instruments of righteousness, the tools and keys to goodness, and to help others achieve their success. Inna Allahu malaikatahu yusalluna 'alan nabi, ya ayyuhalladhina amanu sallu 'alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Allahumma salli wa sallim wa barik wa zid 'ala sayyidina Muhammad wa 'ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. وأقم الصلاة.